Well, we reported last week on a bankruptcy filing by Black Jewel, the country's sixth largest coal producer, 600 people out of work in Wyoming. It's becoming a familiar story in mining communities as natural gas supplants coal as the country's primary energy source. Take the tiny community of Nucla, Colorado. When the Tri-State Mining Company announced it would be phasing out coal operations there a few years back, people thought the town would dry up. But as Stina Sieg reports from Colorado Public Radio, some residents are trying to make sure that doesn't happen.
Nucla residents Donna Morris and Jane Thompson remember how they felt that day. The day they heard coal was leaving.
Got sick to my stomach.
It was like, how can this happen again? Mm-hmm.
Again, because Nucla has been through this before. The biggest thing here was uranium. And in its heyday, from the 40s through the 70s, this area was bustling. Thompson describes the sense of security mining brings.
But at the time, you think things are going to boom forever. They'll always need uranium. They're always going to need coal.
But always isn't really a word you can use with mining. After uranium prices tanked in the late 70s, the mines closed. And so did shops and bars, both movie theaters. Hundreds of people moved away. This part of the state, known as the West End, never really recovered. And a few years ago, a new blow arrived when Tri-State Generation agreed to shut down Nucla's power plant and the coal mine that supplies it to settle a clean air lawsuit. The mine closed earlier this year. The plant will shutter in 2022. In all, more than 80 jobs will be lost. Morris has been Nucla's mayor for 11 years, and at first she thought this would be the death knell for this place.
That doesn't last very long because, you know, we're fighters. We have to pick our britches out and just keep going.
Plenty of people here hope mining returns in some form. The local paper still prints the price of uranium on its front page. But even if it does, Jane Thompson says the town can't depend on any one thing anymore.
We have to be a little more diverse.
And look to what the area has to offer above ground.
Here's a great view of the San Juans.
Oh, yeah. Paul Koski guides me through a section of the Paradox Trail, overlooking a vast expanse of rocky desert, dotted with blooming cacti. He and other volunteers built this route, which hooks up with hundreds of miles of other trails. He says some locals are still skeptical of the value of attracting outdoor recreation.
But for the most part, I think people realize that we have to do something, and we have to do something fairly soon. That time's running out for us.
Koski's lived in Nucla for 40 years, and what keeps him here is what he thinks will entice other outdoorsy types. Dark skies, wide open spaces, more cows than people.
Because we are so wilderness-like, so isolated, that's what we have to offer people, is that solitude. There's so much public land here, and that's our gem.
The key, he says, is letting people know this area exists. That's where Dina Sheriff comes in.
If you like the type of stuff that you'd find in Moab, but you don't want the crowds, this is where you should be.
That's one of the snappy lines Sheriff uses to help market this place. But outdoor tourism can't be the only thing in Nucla's future, she says. She's with the West End Economic Development Corporation, which started only a few years ago and whose work has become more urgent after the news of the power plant and mine closing. The organization has started offering classes for locals looking to start their own small businesses. The hope, she says, is to help people develop a vision beyond mining.
You're going to be able to do something that you want to do, and you'll do it by choice.
So far, nearly 30 businesses are in the works. And Sheriff says entrepreneurs from out of town are interested, too. One industry that has its eye on the area is cannabis. Two dispensaries are in the works, plus a hemp co-op. Most of this is still to come. But Sheriff says locals are already starting to see things pick up here.
Even if just noticing that you're having to stand in line at the hardware store. You know, you didn't have to do that 3 years ago.
The area is seeing more investment, too. It's won a bunch of grants to develop its airport and beautify parks, and residents themselves have set up a charitable fund to support local organizations, like a new early learning center. The hope is that these efforts will ensure this community doesn't need coal or uranium, even if mining makes a comeback. Nucla Mayor Donna Morris says her little town has something plenty of people want, a quiet life.
because when you go 2 hours in any direction, you are in a city, and it is very hustle-bustle and very fast-paced.
To be clear, Morris is talking about the small cities of Grand Junction and Montrose.
And most people find that once you start living here and you go to those places, coming back home is the best thing in the world.
And Morris and others are working toward a new future for their home, a future beyond the cycles of boom and bust. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg, reporting from Nucla, Colorado.